Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic Your Media, presenting you with worldwide radio, TV, webinars, and live events. And today, inspired wellness living with holistic nutritionist and health and wellness enthusiast, Tanya Fines. Tanya will discuss topics and issues that in her 23 years of experience seem to linger at the root of why so many of us struggle with weight and living lives that are healthier, more balanced, and truly happy. If you are ready to get off that roller coaster of quick fixes and start the journey to a more inspired wellness living, stay tuned. Now, on with the show.
Well, good morning, evening. Wellness Living Radio. My passion and what I'm looking at, what I love to teach. If it's in it, morning, and again, coming back. I love Jo and sharing with you. Now, today I'm calling you from, or speaking to you live for children on a hall. It is down, and the Aussie life is all right. Joy. We talking about discussing over the last weeks. Basically, the change of lifestyle that can help back how to into health. Living because a lot of work that I've been 24 years now that I've been doing it is that there is no quick fix. I just don't work, and quite often with some very quick shopping times, what is spiral or cycle negative. And genuinely feeling unwell. Physically and spiritually, because short change, a change of habits, lifestyle, to result, nothing has to act, help you stay on track and maintain and sustain. So for people that are really genuinely wanting to things up to them, yes, to feel better, live lives that are fuller, that better, and just over a life of optimum wellness and wellness from a holistic standpoint, just health, spiritual health, and look at this. Talked about belief systems. The last couple of shows, we know what things to do to change. What are some tools, some resources, some tips? Okay, hello. Sorry about that, dropped call. All right, so I was talking about staying the course for success and that this focuses on the sustainability of changes, of transformation, of what it is that you're trying to achieve. So looking back, if you have been listening in and making notes and writing down notes for yourself about the things that I talked about that resonate with you in terms of the changes you want to make, the goals you want to set, you know, where a very clear picture of where you are now in your life and a very, very clear picture of where you want to be, that's fantastic. Now, the trick, well, it's not really a trick, but now the big question is, okay, I've got the clear picture. I've got that visual. I know very much where I am. I certainly know where I want to go. I have a list of things that I know I can do, a list of goals and things that I can achieve to get there. Now, how do I stay there? Because this is always the key. All of us know people, and sometimes ourselves, me included, you set out to do something to create this positive change, you're feeling really good, you're on course, you're on track, and then something happens and we, you know, fall off the wagon. That's the cliche term I'll use, or phrase I'll use. Now, one of two things can happen here at this point. You fall off the wagon and you get off track, and we either pick ourselves up, get back on track, or we sit there and now the negative self-talk starts, the destructive dialogue inside our head starts. We often will tell ourselves that, you know, we're weak, we have no willpower, I went out and I ate terrible, I had cake and I had ice cream. So I might as well go home and eat a bag of chips, or I might as well, like, forget it, go back to my old ways because this can't work. That is very, very common. Oftentimes it's more common than the picking ourselves back up and getting back on track. But here's what I do want to tell you. It really isn't so much about willpower, really. And certainly the negative self-talk isn't working for you, because if you've been on this roller coaster in this cycle over and over again, you know, I do want to ask you, when you fall off the wagon and you engage in that negative self-talk, how's it working for you? Because if it's been working, it should have only happened a few times, and you keep picking yourself up and you don't engage in that and you just keep going, because it's not a willpower thing. It's, you know, you're human. And of course we fall off the wagon. We get sidetracked. Life happens. Okay. So you get over it. And you get going again, because with that clear vision and with those goals and with a few other things in place, you can achieve those things. You can definitely achieve those things, and you can definitely, most certainly, sustain them. What you have to keep in mind is that this is a lifestyle change that you're making. It's not going to happen overnight. If you're in your 30s, your 40s, even if you're in your 20s, and you've been living life a certain way and maybe engaging in some patterns of behavior and ways of eating, or, you know, you haven't been very active and you've been doing things a certain way for a long period of time, those are very, very ingrained behaviors in you. They're not going to change quickly. They're not going to change overnight. It's going to take a huge amount of effort on your part. But with the right tools in place, you can get there. And definitely if you stay consistent, what happens is, I like to call it crowding out. You crowd out your old behaviors because you've now engaged and adopted new behaviors and new ways of doing things so consistently that does become your lifestyle, but you have to get the process time, okay? Now, if I'll get a little scientific here for a minute, that, you know, it takes 21 days to change a behavior, 21 days of doing something consistently, okay? And what happens is, it causes a new neural pathway to form in your brain, okay? So then this does become a new behavior. It becomes something that you can do, but it's repetition and practice, okay? It's like exercising a muscle. You can't build a bicep up if you go into the gym and you do curls maybe once a week, or you go in 4 times a week, 1 week, and then you take 2 weeks off and you do nothing, and then you go in on the third week, maybe once a week. That is not going to work for you. You have to be consistent, and you have to be committed to the process in order for the change to happen and then to sustain it. So how do you sustain it? Well, the first thing I want to remind you of again is the goals. Goals are so very, very, very important, because without goals, it's sort of like, you know, sailing a boat out there in the ocean with no map, no compass, no sense of direction. You just, well, hopefully at some point I'm going to find land. That's probably not going to work very well for you, and it's going to take you a very long time. It may have you going in circles, and it certainly will have you driving yourself crazy. Goals are huge because they're measuring sticks. When you reach a goal, that's fantastic. You know that you're making progress toward other goals. And I say goals in the plural because one goal is not enough, okay? And here's why. Let's just make it very simple. You want to lose weight. Okay, great. So you want to lose weight. You need to break that down into some smaller goals because that's very open-ended. Okay, losing weight is sort of like the ultimate. I would look at that as the ultimate end result goal. What are some smaller goals that you can achieve that allow you to celebrate success, which makes you feel good, which is in turn very motivating to keep you moving towards losing weight, so that when you get to that point where you have lost the weight, now you are even much more committed, you're much more motivated to sustain healthy weight, a healthy lifestyle. Okay, I'm hoping this makes sense. It took me too long. it's something that I struggled with myself, and it wasn't until I was able to take the big picture, the big goal that I wanted to achieve, and break it down into smaller ones that it actually clicked for me. Okay, so in wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, to change things up in your life, take a look at that. Need to get your brain on board. Okay, I've said it probably in every show, and you'll probably tire of hearing me say it, but I will always say it. It's that health and wellness is not something that happens from the neck down. You need to bring your brain on board in the process, because without that, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work, because like I said, there's so much that has to do with our behaviors and our ways of having done things a certain way for so long, that if we don't start changing some of that, the sustainability, the long-term sustainability of all of this, it's not, the success rate is not very high, okay? So goals. And when you get to the point where you're about to reach a goal, like, you know, you can see it, you can almost taste it, it's right there, you're a couple days or a couple weeks away from reaching that goal, you should have another goal already in place. This is how you keep that momentum going. This is what continues to propel you forward to success and an optimum lifestyle change, okay? Living in greater health, living in greater wellness, feeling absolutely amazing. Okay, living that sensational lifestyle that you deserve. Okay, so goals is definitely at the top of my list for pretty much everything, but definitely you need that for the sustainability. And keep adding goals. Even when you've reached that, you know, the big ultimate goal that you want, start adding in new goals, new things that you want to achieve. This just keeps you in that state. It keeps your brain in that state of achievement, okay, and it keeps propelling you forward, okay, to all kinds of great things. People often will come to me and say, geez, how do you do what you do? Because I do, I'm an athlete, I do competitive women's figure, and often, especially when speaking to groups at the end when there's the Q&A part, women will say, you know, you look so good, and how do you, you know, it's so hard, and because of what you do, your diet's very strict, and you have to work out every day, and, you know, it's such a regimented schedule that you keep. I mean, how do you do it? And this is how I did it. You know, I had a goal. My goal was to get to a certain point where I could step on stage and compete with other top athletes. But what I had to do was I had to break it down into smaller goals, and that included, you know, what my training schedule was like, definitely what my eating plan was like, and it didn't happen overnight. I mean, that part of my life started 2 years ago, and the reason why it's now easy, why I can sustain it, is because that that process, that gradual process of breaking it down into smaller chunks with lots of goals in place to keep me motivated, it is now a lifestyle. When you're able to see the forest for the trees, okay, and you can break it down into those goals, and you're reaching those goals, you're celebrating those goals, the goals are motivating you to keep going forward, what happens is all these new pathways are being formed in your brain, okay? These become your new behaviors. These become the new way you do things. This, in turn, becomes your lifestyle. So it stops being hard because it's just what you do. It's what you do. You've replaced what you did, and it's now what you do. And it is, I mean, definitely, yes, there's hard days. There's days you just think, ugh, I just want to stay in bed. I just want to open a bag of chips and watch a movie. I don't really want to do anything. We all have that, okay? But it transitions into a lifestyle. And when it is your lifestyle, it takes away the hard work thinking part of it largely, and you're just doing it, and you're feeling it, and you're living it great, okay? All right. Another thing I want to talk about in terms of staying the course for success and sustainability is a support network. This is something that can be and usually is, it's hard to do on your own. You need good people around you, and you need to be able to tell them what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, and ask them to help hold you accountable, okay? And these are the people that aren't going to let you get away with that little things like, oh, you've had a bad day. Yeah, sure, we should go out for ice cream. This is somebody that's going to say, no, look, you told me 2 months ago that you were changing things up, that this is something that you wanted to achieve, and I'm here as your friend to tell you that I love and support you, and I'm not going to let you sabotage yourself. That's the kind of support network you need, okay? You don't need the ones that are going to let you step out the back door and get off track, okay? You need the ones that are going to say, no, sweetie, you're staying with this, okay? So support is huge because you need it. We all need it. And it doesn't matter what we're doing or what we're trying to gain or achieve. You need people around you that are going to hold you up in those moments when you're feeling a little less strong. And they're also the people that are going to celebrate with you. They're going to celebrate those goals with you and tell you what a great job you've done. And that's incredibly motivating. And I don't care what anybody says, we need that. You do need that because a lot of times we might rob ourselves at the moment. We might think, well, no, I'm not going to celebrate it, or it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. You are a big deal. And there are other people that see that and believe that in you. So surround yourself with those people. Tell them what you're doing. Ask them to hold you accountable, and they will hold you accountable. They will hold you up. They will also celebrate with you when you reach those goals and when you achieve the things you want to do. And that is tremendously important in one's life, okay? Another thing I want to mention, and this is directly in relationship to the goals, is that be realistic. One thing I have found in working with some clients is that, yeah, we're talking about it. We've talked about belief systems. They're totally on board. They're doing great. We get to setting goals, and they set goals that are somewhat unrealistic. Now, this is not hoping I can make this very clear. This is not to say that I'm disbelieving of what people are setting goals, the kind of goals that they're setting. This is about wanting to do something, but perhaps sometimes what I find is there's an underlying fear. Okay, I want to do this. I want to achieve this. But deep down, I really don't believe in myself. I'm scared that I'm not going to do it anyway. So what I'll do is, subconsciously, I'm going to set a goal that is so unrealistic that there's no way I'm going to be able to achieve it. And then this is almost like a way out, okay? It's a form of self-sabotage. So what I'm going to ask you to do is be very, very realistic in setting goals that you know right off the bat. Okay, right off the bat, you know that, okay, you know, in a month, I know I can do this. In 8 weeks, I know I can do this, okay? A lot of us, most of us, if we are being very, very honest with ourselves, when we step back, we can look at, you know, the things that we're doing in our life, the good things and the not so good things, but we can take a step back and look at it and go, yeah, I'll use weight loss as the example again. If I really want to lose weight and get healthier, I know I've got to stop that evening snacking. I know it. Just because we know it doesn't mean we're going to say it. It doesn't mean we're going to even acknowledge it. But it's there. Okay, that understanding and knowledge of things that we're doing that are hurting us, we're usually very much aware of. We can just get really, really good at ignoring it and pushing it to the side, okay? So what I'm going to suggest is this. If you're really committed to making this change, making changes, step back and be very honest with yourself. Take that long, hard look in the mirror and be very, very honest and write down those things that you know right now, behaviors, attitudes, patterns, things that you are doing that you know are in the way of you achieving the goal that you want to achieve, okay? And when you have those written down, it's almost, you know, it can actually feel really good when you have a list of things that you know, because now it's on paper. Now you're looking at it. Now you're going, well, okay. Yep, there it is. Now you can even when you're setting those goals and when you're looking at the things that you need to do, by having written down stuff that you're engaging in that isn't helpful, this even makes it that much more clear what are some of the things you can do to change it up, okay? What a very good next step is to, you know, pick one. You know, pick one of these things and that make that your project for the next week, the next 2 weeks, however long you think it's going to take you to, I guess, master that or overcome that. And I will give you an example here, okay? Let's say it is evening snacking, because that's a really common one, okay? It's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. You turn on the TV. It's been a long, hard day. The kids are finally in bed. You have a little bit of time to yourself. And you go to the fridge or you go to the pantry, and you stand there with the door open, and just you want something. And you do it every night, and you've done it every night for a long time. You're not even hungry. You're just, this is a behavior. This is an automatic thing. The TV goes on, you go to the fridge, grab something, you come and sit down, watch a half an hour or an hour of television, and snack. Okay, that behavior is just, it's almost automatic. Automatic. It's like autopilot clicks in at 8:30 and boom, this is the pattern, okay? Now, if you step back, had a look, and went, yeah, I probably could do without that in order to lose some weight, probably wake up feeling better, just to start making a lifestyle change that's better for me. Okay, so recognize, yay, we've recognized a behavior, so what do we do about it? Well, now what we need to do is replace that behavior with something different, because this isn't as easy as going, okay, I'm going to just not do it. That can work for some people. Some people are very good at that. They can just go, okay, I'm just not going to do it, and they can, from that moment on, not turn the TV on at 9 o'clock, or even if they do, they're not going to go to the fridge and the pantry. That's a small percentage of people that can do that and actually maintain that forever, okay? But the actual process of acting on it and keeping it up can be very difficult because it's a behavior. I mean, we're humans. Behavior is so huge. It has such a tremendous impact, especially when it's something we've done over and over and over again. So going back to what I said, we have to replace that behavior with something else. So what are some things you like to do? What's going to help you? Do you need to put, you know, notes or a sign on the fridge that, you know, do not open this door after 8:30. Do you need to actually, I don't know if you have a treadmill at home, get on the treadmill. If you have a book, grab a book and read it. Maybe do something that takes you out of that part of your house altogether. Go into the bedroom, pull a book out, start reading. If you like to write, I don't know what it is. You need to put something into that time of day for yourself that doesn't involve watching the television or going to the kitchen. And you need to either write yourself a note or a checklist or some way of tracking it and being accountable to, like, okay, I have to change this behavior. Here's what I'm going to do. And here's how I'm going to keep track of it for myself to hold myself accountable and keep it up. And keep that up for 21 days. Really, keep it up for 21 days. In that 21 days, your brain is going to form a new neural pathway, and you are going to establish a new connection in your brain that's going to help you sustain that new behavior, okay? Now, you need to find something, too, that it helps if you find something that you like, okay? If you're trying to crowd out or replace an old destructive behavior with a new one that's going to support a greater support greater health, greater wellness, and a healthier lifestyle change, it helps if you find a behavior that is something that you enjoy, okay? Because joy and fun are highly motivating to human beings, okay? Things that cause us pain or that cause us to be angry aren't very motivating, and it's going to make it very, very difficult for you to change an old behavior, because you're going to go back to the old one, because honestly, that one feels better, okay? This is why we do things. If it feels good, we'll just keep doing it. If it doesn't, we're going to find a way out very, very quickly, okay? So acknowledge and take responsibility for the behaviors that are not supporting you, and replace them with new ones that do support you, but find ones that include things that you enjoy, okay? There's two ways to work to do this, and one is you can work with yourself. The other one is you can work against yourself. One is going to have you seeing results much quicker and in a much happier frame of mind than the other one. So you know yourself better than anybody. You know the things that you're doing right now. You know the things that you like to do. You also know what you want. So you have to be able to see that holistic picture of who you are, what you want. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get there? And support yourself, okay? And you can't do it all at once, okay? It's quite sweet when people come in and they want to work with me, and they have a very clear vision. I mean, super, super, super clear vision of where they want to be, and it's fabulous. And I have no doubt in my mind in talking with them and counseling them that it's absolutely achievable. But what can happen is that with that excitement, you want it all at once, and this whole thing that you're going to have all of that all at once. And when it doesn't happen all at once, or when it takes longer than you thought, that can be destructive and it can be unmotivating. So I'm going to ask you to please be incredibly kind with yourself in the process. Be fair with yourself. And that's where the support network is going to come in, where these people are going to go, look, sweetie, look what you've done in a week, look what you've done in a month, look what you've done in 3 months. You're on track. You're getting there. It's coming. It's coming as a process, and you have to trust it, because you can't just, you can't jump off the cliff and dive and then be a superstar swimmer. Hopefully you've done some practice before, okay? So be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Have the big goal. Now break that down into smaller goals. Recognize some destructive or unsupportive behaviors. Replace them with new ones that do support you. Get a fabulous support network around you. And it doesn't have to be a lot of people. You know, two or three really great close friends that you know are going to have your back the whole way through. Let them in. Get them on board, okay? Celebrate your successes. Celebrate your successes, because in doing that, you're celebrating yourself, which you deserve. And you will also be that much more motivated to continue the process moving forward. Okay, I just got my 1 minute warning. So I'm going to give you the contact information again. My name is Tanya Fines. You can find me at www.tanyafines.co.nz. That will take you right to my website where all my contact information is. You can also find me on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages, one Health for Life, and that's the number 4, or Fines Health, sorry. Fines Health on Twitter, Health for Life on Facebook. You can find all that contact information, Skype, Twitter, I'm on Pinterest, I'm everywhere. You can definitely find that on the website. There's also a contact sheet there. I love getting your emails and your questions, and do know that I read them all. If you don't hear from me right away, do know that I read every single email, message, text, everything that I get, and I do my very best to answer all of them as quickly as I can. So thank you for listening in today. I wish you all the best, much health and happiness. Thank you for joining me, and go out there, reach those goals, and live your greatest life. You really do deserve it. You really do deserve it. Take care. Thank you for listening in. Best of health to you.